do do everywhere, everywhere in our eye. We're a little bit naughty.
Wait, who are the Matilda girls?
Okay. So we're going to have to take that back a step. The Matilda girls, I guess the musical Matilda is a theater show. And I think it is set in the UK because they do have little accents. These little school kids dancing, and everyone's been doing this dance lately.
Is this TikTok?
So for you, you'll probably see it in about 2 weeks.
On Instagram?
On Instagram and Facebook.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
And then they're saying, we're a little bit naughty. And they spell the word naughty, N-O-R-T-Y. I feel naughty. Like I'm explaining to my grandma, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to explain Keeping Up with the Kardashians to my grandma right now. We're a little bit naughty. Okay, welcome, y'all. It's Flubber Week 2. Count them. 1, 2. That's right. It took us 2, 4, however, hour-long slots to talk about Flubber. But I frankly wouldn't have any other way because I love that green goo, man. This is 30 going on 13. We are a podcast. I am Maddie Foley. I am one half of the podcast. I'm staring at the other half of this podcast. Blonde, beautiful, babe, has a pink drink.
Liv Collect.
Oh, there she is. Liv Collect. Beautiful. Liv's drinking a pink drink tonight. What is it? What's your pink drink?
What do you think?
I would randomly think.
Doesn't that have such a friggin' insane color?
It's a beautiful pink lemonade.
It's almost
glow.
Like an iridescent.
Is it a pink lemonade crystallite?
Cranberry weed drink.
What a beautiful little weed drink.
Thank you.
What I absolutely need to try is the cranberry ginger ale. I don't think I'll like it, but there is something...
Had it.
Present. Liv Collect. Had it. What was it like?
I like it. I liked it. I think I actually like it better than Regsy Ginger Ale.
Whoa. Okay, you're being very coy that's a pretty bold statement. You like it better than Regsy Ginger?
Yeah.
Okay, well then maybe I will have it. Did you have it on ice?
No. I usually don't have pop on ice, to be honest, unless it's a fountain.
I need to get inside your brain.
I like it straight out of the can.
No.
I like it out of a cold can.
A cold can is fine. I'll accept cold can. Welcome to this week, y'all. We're finishing up Flubber. We are a podcast that talks about, I guess, just cranberry ginger ale and movies from the 90s and 2000s that we watched when we were teens. And we talk about what they're like now. We talk about what they were like then. You friggin', I don't know, you've seen this before. You get the point. But you're not here for that. You're here for us.
Riding my flub.
Okay, flubber, how you get so fly has been
this week. It's
stuck in every time. Like anytime I have a silent moment to myself, I just go blah blah blah. How you get so fly?
What would you do if your flubber's at home,
crying alone? I love flub. I'm a flub head, and
I think riding. My flubby.
Okay, riding my flubby is funny. Someone with some time on your hands, please edit a video of Robin Williams and Weebo in the flubber car driving to the house to riding my flubby. It's Mount Nonus, isn't it? So let's do our housekeeping. Okay, I'm kind of making this face. What's that? I don't even know what you call that. Liv, what would you call this face?
Smells bad or something?
It looks like it smells bad. And I think what smells bad is we didn't get a lot of feedback on the flubber content I've been posting so far. But I'm going to assume that's because the video I posted of me crying was a normal reaction and not a bad, weird reaction. So that's why we probably didn't get a lot of buzz about that. Sex bots galore are still on Twitter. We love. I just wish they'd like our stuff. That's the only thing. Like, follow us, sure, but like our stuff too, you know? Okay, Spotify Wrapped was today, and I'm now flubber in the car flying above the clouds in the sky because I'm so on cloud 9 about everyone posting their Spotify Wrapped. Doesn't it warm your cold ass, icy Grinch ass heart?
Yeah, it warms it so much that I feel like I could go right to sleep.
it warms it so much that it makes me want to go to bed right now and maybe not talk about
cuddle
never.
Up with all of our listeners.
It's so sweet. So thank you for sharing your Spotify Wrapped. I have a fun story. I did a little cow in Nordstrom. I did a little cow on all fours in Nordstrom. What I'm referring to is, of course, the time when Liv fell on her little knees in Nordstrom and fell on all fours like a little cow. And then a makeup girl came over, a very beautiful, tall, beautiful makeup girl came over and said, "Do you need help, honey?" I did that in Winners, but I did a backwards cow. I actually did a turtle. I did a little Nordstrom turtle in Winners.
Wait, so how does that work?
The doors for the old buildings in Toronto, like the heavy ass ones? Uh-huh. Really heavy, really heavy. You're like, how did these weak ass bankers from the 1920s ever pull on these fucking doors? Like during the Great Depression, how did anybody afford enough food to be big enough to pull on these doors? I was pulling on one that leads to a little store I love to call Winners. And I had to literally grab like a logger. I had to grab this massive door handle and I pulled on it so hard that my little body flew backwards onto the ground and I full-blown turtled and I scurried up and I tried to laugh but I didn't and I just ran away down the escalator. It made me think of you when you fell at Nordstrom.
Wait, I'm picturing you basically doing a nesty plunge into the sidewalk. Did you just fall flat ass on your back?
Yes. I did not do a nasty plunge. I went to grab the door and had to pull so hard that, okay, so picture me like bending.
So what, bum to, hit first bum and then hit first, back?
Yeah, bum hit first, then upper back and shoulder. And then security guard come over.
See, I thought you were going to say you were knelt over.
No.
Trying on a shoe.
I wish.
And then you rolled back onto your back and you were like a little pill bug / potato bug / roly poly your back with your legs up.
I did pill bug because my knees did come up from the fourth. But I didn't have any purchases. Winners was actually really bad.
Oh, I was there just yesterday and
they're not all the same, Olivia. They're all different.
Not all Winners.
Not my Winners. Cool. Not my Winners. So I pill bugged on the Winners floor. Ugh. Oh God. Oh, that feeling so cringe. And I also had a big toque on and my big coat on. So I kind of felt like a little like Paddington in the city or something.
That coat probably saved your life.
My neck is sore.
Well, you were complaining that your back hurt.
I'm suing, right, actually. I am actually going to be suing the Winners that I fell in, like a little Paddington bear, because I had a yellow hat on when I fell. I'll be suing that, actually. I really don't feel a lot of the time that I'm made for this, society, like for infrastructure in this society. Taps don't work for me. The TTC fucking spinner things, I always get caught in those. I always am falling over doors and tripping everywhere.
That's just called clumsy, love.
So then I went and got a facial and I fell asleep during my facial. Ooh. Full blown fell asleep. Did I get a scalp massage? I don't know. Paid for it. Did I get one? No idea. Maybe not. Because I woke up in the dark, eye covers on, scared out of my mind. First thought, I go, did I pee? Because the bed was really warm.
Oh.
Like, I fully fell asleep. Second thought I had, was I drugged and kidnapped? Because how the hell did I fall asleep in a public sphere like this?
Well, yeah, I'm sort of just overcome with envy. That sounds like such a nice situation to be asleep in.
You love to be asleep.
I'm having sleep envy.
See, I'm having... What did they do to me? What happened? Did they probe me for secrets?
I think it's very normal to fall asleep in.
Do you think?
Relaxing situations. People fall asleep in massages all the time.
I definitely do fall asleep in massages, but like your face isn't.
Honestly, you're talking to the wrong person.
That's true. You're the sleepiest person I know.
Yeah.
Snuffle up, I guess. every time I do fall asleep in public like that, I always think I farted when I wake up, and I never have the chance to ask them.
Do you want to know?
I was trying to muster up the courage this time. I was trying to go, did I fart? There's no way to ask that, right?
Why would you?
Just out of curiosity, honestly. Maybe to clear the air, so to speak. No pun intended. I don't want to get started down my Black Friday rabbit hole. My Black Friday, whatever. You know what I mean. My Black Friday rant. But don't message me about a 10% sale. And Black Friday, stop emailing me 600 times a day.
Honestly, Black Friday is really out of control with the emails.
They need to stop. I have Oakenfort. Why'd you email me 11 times in one day? Same thing, pretty much.
Okay, and also, I agree. Unless you're giving me 30% plus.
Or more. And even...
don't send me an email.
I don't need to know about these 10, 15% off store-wide. I don't care. I actually really don't even care a little bit about that. I'd rather pay full price at that point than you email me about that at all. They did, was 99, now 95. I was like, don't bother. Don't even fucking bother with that. Who is the IT support for the Bay? And with that, we're going to drive into Flubber part two. Okay, so we start off in a flying car. We're upset that Flubber can fly. Other than Flubber, how you get so fly, how you do it fly, Flubber, we don't get that. The joke about this kid in the room, so there's that little kid and he keeps seeing like the burglars or the balls or like whatever out the window, and then this time we're doing it again, it's like the fifth callback to this thing, he sees Robin Williams in the car crashing into the tree. I'm going, does this joke feel overdone? You know what they say about comedy, rule of sixes. Finally, he's higher, which is good. I don't know why we were flying so low before and hitting everything. I'm just reading verbatim. I'm just reading you a storybook, and actually I can see that you are falling asleep to me reading. Scientist Robin Williams drives his robot sex robot into the clouds. They're sitting up there and they're going, wow, it's beautiful, and they're looking at clouds together like as if they're on a date, like it's like a makeout point sort of deal.
Well, I mean, this whole sequence pisses me right oh, because as we said last week, that the Webster's Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines flubber as bounce. So I'm just like incensed this entire scene, being like, why car fly?
And you know what? Maybe that is intentional so that you do get sort of taken away from going, why is Robin Williams dating and courting his robot now? Like, if it is a sex bot, let it, whatever. But don't make it sentient and stop making him manipulate it.
Honestly, I think Robin Williams in this movie is a sick little freak who actually gets off on
pinning women against each other.
That and also like loves fucking around with women.
Yeah, he does.
He actually gets a huge boner when he screws them over.
I really feel like he wants Weebo and Sarah to mud fight. I feel like that's his ultimate. And how even would Weebo? She doesn't have arms, Robin. He turns the car off randomly. Yeah, why does he do that? They're in the clouds. He turns the car off and it falls to the ground.
I think that's supposed to be part of his whole absent-minded shtick.
Oh, that's... wow.
It's like he forgets that we're there and there.
I gotta be honest. The second week talking about Flubber and talking about the plot choices. The plot choices.
For the second week in a row, I have to apologize to everyone.
Listen, I'm charmed by Robin and Weebo and all of that after 1 week. After 2 weeks, now I've got kind of more scientific, cold-hearted.
Forensic?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more clinical.
We're taking a more forensic look at things.
Now I'm going, why the hell is this plot point here? He spies on his wife, or is that fucking Sarah, and Shooter McGavin, and they're talking. And sitting on the porch drinking wine, that actually looks so nice. I really wish I kind of had a porch and could sit in like a swinging porch chair. The dialogue is so bad here. So Robin Williams is in his flying ass car with Weebo. They're spying on Sarah and Christopher McDonald, aka bad guy. He's flirting with Sarah and he walks out of the little gate. And obviously she has one of those like tiny little gates that are so short. Haha, I can't lose. She's mine. Getting bonked on the head. Huge returns on that gag. So I do think that Robin is in the car and he throws something at Shooter McGavin here, and we are going back to sort of traditional flubber. He sees them like flirting with each other and he's like, oh damn it, like my shit's over with Sarah. He doesn't really care though, so it doesn't really make me care because he doesn't really care. Like, he's sort of upset, but like I'm also going, yeah, he got dumped, but he's got flubber. Why he'd not just make a flubber Sarah?
I never looked at flubber the same way you do, with such rose-colored glasses, where you're saying, I love flubber.
I love flubber.
I want flubber to be my best friend. So it wouldn't occur to me to have flubber become a human woman.
Right.
Or become the format of a woman. Well, just the shape of the woman. But still green and see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't really work for me.
Interesting.
And
it would for me.
And maybe it would for our friend Robin here. I don't feel any emotional connection between him and Sarah at all.
No, there's really not any. I don't know why as a kid I rooted for them so hard.
There's zero chemistry, which is ironic because he's a scientist.
Because he deals exclusively with chemistry. It is kind of fucked to think, like, what was I attaching to as a kid? Like, what about this story, other than flub, is fun? Why the hell, as a kid, did I give a fucking rat's ass if they didn't get back together? Now I'm really going on a journey
there. I don't really know what we're supposed to care about in this movie, because none of us, including him care about his relationship.
No, I know. And that seems to be the A story.
We definitely don't give a fuck about the university.
No, this university sucks.
I don't care what's going on with this rich kid and his dad.
I don't want them to steal flubber. I know that. I don't want like flubber to get hurt.
That would be different stakes. If we had little flubber was captured and we see a sad flubber inside
a cage,
glass case,
a sad flubber going
like that would be really that upsetting for everyone.
Yeah. Or it's like being dangled over like hot water. It's being slowly dropped into a fire pit. That's
okay,
sad.
Now, yeah.
But why the hell do I care about this man missing his third wedding to this woman? Why do I care that this university financially isn't doing well? As a kid, why did I? Weebo. Okay, we go back to Weebo. She homewrecker. This reminds me of that movie Her, where he has sex with the iPhone. Oh, yes. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I never watched it.
I never watched it either. But it does remind me of that. So it's basically, Flubber is basically the prequel to Her, except instead of iPhone, it's a giant yellow sphere. We get a full scene of this robot trying to make a human hologram so she can have sex with Robin Williams. Thoughts? Question mark?
She goes,
Before
he goes to bed.
This is actually fucked.
I wish I could make you feel better, which I'm already scared.
Immediately. And don't dance around it. I'm thinking BJ immediately.
And then the projector version of her. Honestly, I did feel sad for Weebo at this part.
Why did he make it so sentient that it's like tortured by not being a human? That's fucked, bro.
Oh my God. This is actually the original Black Mirror.
This is Black Mirror, because the robot is so mentally sick and tortured that she has to create a hologram, project it, and then try to kiss Robin Williams while he's sleeping. So it's like this mind is trapped inside this orb, desperately wanting to get out. That's bad for everyone. This is so sad. The other crazy thing about this scene is he's lying in bed with no blankets and shoes on. And he's just lying on his back.
Wait, you think it's weird that he does not have shoes on?
Oh, wait, he does have shoes on. He doesn't. I just revealed the craziest thing about me.
Excuse me.
Wait, you guys don't wear sneakers to bed? Well, then what do you wear then? That's the craziest thing that you've ever, we've never discussed before. But he's got shoes on in the bed.
Oh my God, honestly, does anything this guy, this freak does shock you anymore?
Well, you also know he's one of those freaks that walks through the mud without even like caring. Oh. And then the mud gets caked on and congealed. Ew. Like lipstick, that same texture. And then he just kicks it up on top of his blanket. That's so sinister. And then on top of it, his robot is too sentient and trying to escape her physical prison that she's in, and then trying to kiss him without consent. This is a recipe for a freaking disaster. Ew, ew, ew. And then he wakes up, and then the robot like gets him, like Weibo gets him, I don't even call her Weibo because I'm mad at her at this point. She gets embarrassed. She's like, oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing. It's like, oh, I feel sick to my stomach. You're so trapped and tortured. Okay, my next note is basketball test. He's spinning a basketball, and now I'm going, what does flubber even do? Why does it make a basketball spin? The bag flew across, and then he goes, yay, it worked. Okay, I don't even know what that note is about. Do you remember that part?
Well, are you talking about the bag of flour?
I think so.
Well, first he puts it on the shoes and he's bouncing around, but it's like, oh my God, he's like bouncing into the ceiling. It's too much.
Too much flubber.
So then he weighs himself down
with the bags, big-ass
bags of flour or whatever the fuck.
Was this meant to be a cartoon, do you think? Like, why does he weigh himself down with flour? That seems like the most cartoonish thing to use.
I mean, there's a lot of cartoonish stuff happening in this movie.
I don't know why this was sticking out to me in like as a really like a pillowcase of flour.
Also, why was that at the basketball court?
That's what I'm saying. Like why wouldn't you just get like weight
this basketball
equipment?
Court has an industrial sized kitchen with big ass storages of flour.
Does your work have flour bags that big?
Probably.
I've never even seen a flour bag that big in my life. Like a slumped over pillow cartoonish bag of flour. Anyways, that's what he uses.
Really fucking annoying that the rules of flubber are so, one might say flubber. The rules are so flubber. They're all over the place. Because why does a flubber help you to do
a basketball
help
skin?
You to do a basketball skin.
A globetrotter's spin. Why does it help you do that? What is happening here?
How many times have we said what the definition of flubber is? And
flubber loved to dance and he loved to bounce. Period. That all he do. He does not spin. He does not fly. Sorry, when do we ever see him spin and fly? Never. Except the time he's dancing.
Flubber dance and he bounce. Flubber,
dance? Flubber dance. Love to dance? I love dance. You. Bounce.
Bounce.
He don't love to do spinning and flying. Why is that ball going crazy? Like it's the same animation as Space Jam. Did you notice that?
Oh, it's Space Jam. Space Jam.
Okay.
Now that's a movie. No,
that is actually a very good movie that I've watched recreationally recently. The bag flies across the room and then he goes, it worked. Did it, pal? Those are my notes.
You're obsessed with the bag flying across.
I can't stop talking about these dumb flower bags. They really bugged me.
So excited that this use of flubber. It's like, what, you're more excited about the fact that flubber makes you bounce with shoes more than it can make a fucking car fly?
I think the flying car, I think we lead with the flying car, and then I think bouncy shoes just let people figure out for themselves. I mean, at the same time though, do you remember those moon boots from Arthur? Why is that coming back to me? Those moon boots from Arthur? PBO
Kids? Well, I just
kids?
Know real moon boots that I want that are... They're so expensive.
They're really expensive. I saw a pair at the store this weekend. I saw a silver, a bright silver pair.
Oh, that's fun. I love that.
What was that store called? It doesn't matter. Moon Boots, Arthur. If anyone remembers that episode, get back to me. or am I having a fever dream? Arthur and all his friends buy boots that make them bounce around like they have flubber on the bottom of them. Am I making that up? Let me know. Okay. I'm also really losing the threads here.
Okay.
Why do we have to win the basketball game?
Does this have to do with Sarah with flubber and winning her back?
Bro, why as a kid, though, did I watch this and go, yep, that makes sense. Love this plan. It makes so much sense. You have to win this basketball game.
Everything about this is such a piss off because, one, it's kind of sort of like he's an assistant coach or something of this basketball team. Like, he seems to have some involvement with the basketball team. And it's like, when did this happen? I so don't see that being a thing.
This man does not have time for extracurriculars. No.
Two, why the fuck does it matter? Now we're supposed to care if this basketball team wins. Okay. We just met them 2 seconds ago. What the fuck do we care about this college basketball team winning?
Okay, also.
Three, how is this going to help him get Sarah back?
I actually don't.
This is a harebrained scheme that actually makes no sense to me whatsoever.
No, this really, like, I really feel my neurons grasping at each other right now to try to make sense of this basketball game. I don't think Sarah's going to get back with you even if flubber works in any capacity. That's never been the deal. Has never been, you're a loser scientist who can't create anything good. Create something good and I'll get back with you. That's never been the deal. The deal has always been, you just need to show up to our wedding. How does winning a flubber basketball game of bad team against good team do that? Like,
okay. This guy doesn't have a fucking
clue. This guy doesn't have a clue. Not only
does this harebrained scheme make absolutely no sense, on top of it, to win her back, he shows up in the dumbest outfit I've ever fucking seen. He's wearing like a friggin' houndstooth chef souffle.
I really want this houndstooth coat that I saw.
It's like a houndstooth felt brocade chef souffle hat with matching newsy, little suit.
Newsy.
Literally. He's a newsy.
Extra.
And he's got a bow tie. It's like,
Oh my God. You couldn't look dumber if you tried. His big pauper hat.
It's such a turnoff.
Also, too, him leading his robot on and like flirting with his robot when he leaves the house. It happens again. And now it's really insidious. This team, too. I get that you want to have like, this is the bad team at basketball, but like, can you at least make them like tall or like, can you at least make them like know how to play, like know how to bounce like flubber? Because these are the shortest, nerdiest gaggle of children that I've ever seen in my life. It's like if I decided to play basketball.
Well, also, if they're not a good team,
why would they be in the same league?
One's to assume that there's nothing riding on this game if they're not even a team whoever wins.
What? I guess they try to make the stakes. They try to make it by going, I don't want to get into this, but Sarah and the evil man have a bet that if he...
Oh God!
I can't. I don't care. I actually don't care.
They have a bet about the outcome of the game, and
because it's his university is the good university.
Oh my God. Wait, is that why Robin is doing this?
I think he overheard when he was in. Okay, so I'm really piecing this together on the fly. When he's in the car, he overhears evil Shooter McGavin saying, if we win the basketball game on Saturday, my good team, then I'm going to take you to a cabin for a weekend. And if we lose, then it's just going to be dinner. So he, instead of doing anything else, he goes, oh, we can't let the basketball win, Weibo. So we have to go rig our team so they win. And so that's what the writers wanted us to think, I think.
Okay, so it doesn't have anything to do with the university. It's just about thwarting this bet.
Yes, thwarting the bet.
Okay, that's really crazy.
It only took us having a fully devoted podcast and like an hour and 45 minutes to figure that out. I don't know. I really don't know at this point. I really lost the thread.
Okay, well, let's just get away from the basketball game. There's a basketball game.
Why don't they just dissolve their team? None of us care. I don't care. Let's go.
Why do we care? Okay. And then,
but fun.
Meanwhile,
Weibo
at home.
Yeah, Weibo let Flubber out of cage,
and Flubber's running amok.
I gotta tell you, I really expected more of a plot point here, but I guess the plot point is just Flubber love to dance and love to bounce.
And Flubber finds a way to combine these two loves. Yes. As we watch a full-on Flubber. Las Vegas residency Flubber Mambo. Extravaganza dance.
Mambo number one, starring Flubber. Love watching these little guys do their thing.
Okay, and wouldn't it have made sense? We see Flubber doing this amazing little performance. All the Flubber and the robots are having so much fun. And then... oh, what do you know? Yeah. The two evil crony guys show up and they put Flubber in a sack, you know? And then it's like, oh no, Flubber. And we're like scared for Flubber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, that does happen.
Oh, they did. wait. They did do that?
It does happen. I don't know if it happens here.
Well, I don't really remember that. And I'm fairly convinced I invented that plot point. But either way, I know for a fact that they did not utilize our empathy and our personification of Flubber to make us sad and scared for Flubber.
Flubber does get kidnapped, but is very quickly returned. I would have loved to see Flubber with a little Flubber mug ringing against a jail cell. So.
Oh, okay.
Is kind of what I was looking for.
I would love that scene.
Okay, let's see if we can piece together what happened in Flubber 2 weeks ago from some notes. So the evil dad is at. So we go back and forth. The Flubber dance mambo going nuts. Love watching these guys do their thing, their little butts dancing. Never thought I'd grow up to look like Flubber, but our bodies are the same. them doing, they have such pear-shaped little rotund bodies. Them doing synchronized swimming dances from above. Okay, all robots dancing now, you guys, during Mambo. They're having so much fun loving this. Then I say, wait, isn't it sad to think of a robot as trapped? Like that one robot that just make breakfast. Do you think they're happy? And then I say, laugh my ass off. Flubber became two, is dancing with itself. And there's one little girl Flubber in a skirt. And boy Flubber doesn't have a skirt. So that's basically the Flubber mambo, essentially. They're doing a fun dance. We go back to the basketball game. Evil dad, you guys remember that other story that's happening? The evil dad story? He's betting on the college basketball game. He's betting against his son's rinky-dink basketball team. But the Flubber babies are starting to work on the bad team. Confused how Flubber makes them good at basketball. Wouldn't this just make them bounce everywhere but still also be bad at basketball? So we have sort of touched on that. Essentially, they put little Flubber tacks on the shoes and the boys go bouncing everywhere. I don't think uncoordinated boys would suddenly now become coordinated.
Just pinballing all around the stadium.
These boys who didn't know how to dribble and didn't know how to walk on a court, now they're bouncing into the nets. They're flying around. There's one part, someone's whole body goes through the net. I just don't think these uncoordinated nerds. Okay.
That was actually so fucking funny when they had a guy do 70 somersaults and then literally dive head first, swan dive through the net.
With the basketball in hand. I love that.
The funniest scene.
I'm picturing my little Flubber body getting stuck. Is Flubber like doing steroids? Question. It's so funny though, watching them go crazy and clearly inhuman feats while the audience is just going, wow, they're so good. What the heck? Nowhere in the rule book. Okay, then the ref gets involved and he goes, nowhere in the rule book does it say anything about jumping too high. Is this like Inflategate when the ball was tampered by one of those famous football men? And what did he think would happen if they won the basketball game? Did Robin Williams seriously think this would solve his problems? Does Sarah even like basketball? Okay, so that pretty much sums up the B-ball game with Robin in tow. The bad team wins. The evil mafia dad goes, I should have, you know, I bet on the wrong thing. But he's also like, I think Flubber was involved. I don't know how the fuck he knows that, but he knows. Oh, because of the bouncing other balls. Is this the most convoluted story we've ever done on this? What is the side story here? I am so confused. Okay, Robin Williams now delivers a speech to Weibo that she records, where he goes, I'm not absent-minded because I don't care. I'm absent-minded because I'm in love with Sarah. What the fuck is this speech about? What were your takes on this?
Oh, because he basically says to Weibo, you're the only one for me. It's just you, yes, and Flubber now.
Yes. It's just the three of us, the nuclear family. Weibo, mommy.
I guess this kind of guilts Weibo and makes her feel bad. And she's like, oh, fuck. I guess I should try to help him to be with a human woman.
Because she also replays that movie in her head all about the...
Well, so then she's like, I'll go show Sarah Robin Williams saying how much he loves her.
Yes, because Weibo is recording at all times, which I love. That's very 2022. She's always recording. Imagine hacking Weibo and seeing what Robin gets up to. She goes over to... Weibo flies over to Sarah's house. Okay. And shows the video to Sarah. And says, this is like, this is what Robin Williams is thinking of you. Here, I'm going to replay it for you again. I'm recording at all times, just so you know. And then she goes, thank you, Weibo. And then Sarah kisses Weibo. I do have a note here. I go, do I just not understand movies anymore because of a brain defect? Weibo then also says when she's with Sarah, don't tell Robin Williams I showed you this. He would be angry if he knew that I left. Okay. Further wood on the fire that Weibo is being abused. This is not a healthy relationship.
You're saying Robin is Joseph Fritzl?
Yes. There's a baby Weibo's down in the basement somewhere.
My God.
Wait. So that's all she needed to hear? I thought actions speak louder than words, Sarah. Didn't you say that before? Okay, and clearly I'm working through some childhood trauma there. Why are they back together? What if he had just staged that whole thing? Can you really trust this man? Wow. And I don't know what's being worked out there. But Sarah and Robin Williams get back together because of Weibo showing this recording. Okay, great. We're happy. Everything's happy. But uh-oh, just kidding. It's a false win. It's a false win because the lesson hasn't been learned yet. Mafia dude upset his son got kicked off basketball team, but then bets against it on rinky-dink sport. I'm so confused. Why, if he wants his son to go to Harvard, why doesn't he just pay for his kid to go to Harvard? This is the point. I guess they see the two bad guys here. This is the point I'm having flashbacks of remembering what happens. And honey, this is where I cried hard. Okay, so Flub and Weibo get left home alone. Sarah and Robin, happy, happy, happy. They take Flub. Wait. Okay, go. Come on in. The water's warm, sweetie. Come on okay. in.
Just before that, horrific, honestly, I think inappropriately devastating scene happens.
It's not normal.
Something so crazy happens that further makes me feel like punching myself in the head in the hopes that it'll re-scramble my brain into a way that can compute this. I honestly think about that a lot. So something happens with the dad. I don't know if he like blackmails him or I don't know why, but seemingly all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Robin Williams is like, I need money or something.
This is, I think, what like, I was talking about in last week in that fever dream where I was like, I think Robin Williams accepted money from this
okay there's guy something going on
and forgot he did where
seemingly he's under threat and needs money, and it relates to the rich dad because then he has an idea that he'll okay he this is funny, he flies with Sarah to Ford to pitch them the idea of Flubber. That's the
American dream. You get a good idea, you get a good invention, you're going straight to Ford, GM, General Motors, Ford, and you're selling them your newest and brightest idea for that crisp American dollar bill. That is so and funny.
Again, it's like
so not whimsical.
What the hell does this have to do with anything?
Why does Flubber fly cars?
Why now is the scientist trying to sell the idea to Ford? How's that gonna help the university?
It'll make money. At the end of the day, it's all about that crisp, hard American $1.
But what does it have to do with the dad?
Nothing. It really doesn't. Oh,
God.
The dad, you know what it is? Okay, I'm piecing this together. The dad comes back and he goes, hey, I know you've got Flubber. I know what you did at that basketball game. I witnessed. I saw what you did with that Flubber, and I want to buy it from you, and we'll call ourselves even. And he goes, no, I'm not selling Flubber to you. I'm selling it to Ford instead, where it'll be used much better. And he goes, okay, no problem. That's fine. And then the dad leaves and then sends his goons to steal Flubber. It is like, why didn't we make the option of the dad, like, I want to use Flubber for evil, and then have Robin Williams be like, no, we want to use him for good. It's like, you're still at the end of the day, you're just selling to like a bigger company instead of this mafia dad. But there's no difference. I think that's what happens in the movie that we watched and took notes on. Does that make sense? No,
it literally doesn't. More so than...
You can say no. You can say no right to my face. I'm actually okay with that.
I didn't even have any theories.
So I think that's what happened. And then he goes, oh, that's fine. Oh, you're not going to sell me Flubber? You're going to sell Flubber to Ford? Great. I love that for you. Bye. I'm not going to... Bye. See you later. He leaves. Sarah and Robin Williams go to sell the Flubber technology as a flying car mechanism to Ford. Ford's loving it. But while they're gone away from home, is what I meant to say, and Flub and Weebo are at home. Yeah, now I'm remembering what happened. Weebo, okay, they're at home hanging out, and the two burglars come in, and they aren't doing their funny gags anymore. We're not doing bouncing balls. We're not doing Home Alone, and we're not doing funny trips and bounces. We're grabbing a bat and we're literally smashing Weebo to death here. We literally kill Weebo. We kill Weebo so fucked up and hard.
Okay, this scene was so upsetting. The only scene more upsetting than this is the dog scene from John Wick.
Don't talk about that scene. I watched that through my fucking eyes. Weebo is... literally murdered in front of our eyes. We're having so much fun playing basketball with Flubber. Weebo gets murdered and Flubber gets kidnapped. Okay, now I'm bawling
home invasion eyes out. Home invasion, one homicide, one abduction.
It's an APB, one Flubber abduction, Flubduction.
We need an Amber Alert on a Flubber.
Between the ages of 1 week old, baby Flub. Okay, So baby Flub gets kidnapped. Hate that. But again, Weebo gets brutally massacred with a bat. I was getting my period. I was also whatever. I cried so fucking hard when Weebo's dead. They're showing Flubber crying in its tank because it's sad that Weebo died. Okay, I'm literally tearing up right now thinking about it because I see them as like animal pets, I think, and so that freaks me out.
I did write, okay, now I know why you're crying.
Bawled my eyes out. I bawled so fucking hard, like Just that little pets getting hurt is my biggest thing. I have to go on doesthedogdie.com every time I watch a movie.
Agreed.
I can't fucking do it.
And same went for Weebo. I felt so sad seeing her all mangled like that.
And the blood coming out of her head. Sorry, did we need to fucking do that? The battery acid, quote unquote, leaking from her head. I'm sorry. What, Disney, what the hell are we doing here in this dark ass fucking place? The poor dumb robot is, this is when they come back.
Wait, so while this horror is going on at home, these two boneheads are at Ford still, and Robin Williams goes, oh my God, wow, I've never seen so many zeros. This will save the school. I literally write, who gives a shit?
What school, Robin? No one, we don't care about your school.
Wait, so he's going to sell this technology, get a huge check, and just say, here, university. Yeah.
I guess, is Sarah the dean of the school? She's kind of got that.
No, it just seems like she's a Regsy professor.
Well, then why don't they both just transfer? For fuck's sake, I don't know why they try to make us care about this. I thought she was, see, because she had that big corner office, I was thinking maybe she was the dean of the school and he was trying to save her school for her. But I'm doing a lot of legwork there because none of that was told to us. So I don't think that's true at all. I just deducted that from her having a big office. You're so mad right now. Okay, so anyways, he's going all happy. Yay, we self-love her. Okay, we open the door. It's like, honestly, first 48, like they open the door. The dumb, like brain dead robot is just cleaning, but it's like fucked up, kind of like catatonic. We reveal to the basement. It's supposed to be like, oh my God, they trashed the basement. But Robin Williams already lived in a hoarder situation, so it looks the exact same. Robin Williams sees Weebo on the ground. I cried even harder at this part when Robin is talking to Weebo, going like, it's okay, we just need to fix her. We just need to plug her in.
Oh my God. No.
Like, the battery acid leaking from her head. She's like glitching. He's like, it's okay. I just need to figure out I need her charger. He doesn't even get up. He knows it's done. This is me refusing my laptop was dead when I spilled Nest tea all over it in second year university. How am I? I'm not even laughing at that Nest tea joke because I'm crying about Weebo is dead. It's so fucking sad. And then if that wasn't sad enough, before Weebo dies, she flashes a code on the screen that relates somehow to a fucking file of sorts. She dies. Robin Williams is like, oh my God, like, my life's over. Him and Sarah are talking, he's blah, blah, blah.
Honestly, he should feel, he should be thanking his lucky stars that she passed away.
Totally.
Because now, well, she can never testify to all the horrific things he did to her.
Oh, and I'm not sure that he wasn't involved in it, and I'm also not sure that that we didn't just kill off Weebo so he can get with Sarah, and now there's no other woman.
Okay,
now we have to root for them.
This is a full Dateline. He's hired a hitman to stage a B&E.
Sarah, let's go to Ford. Why? Let's.
It was a robbery gone wrong.
I don't think it was. Wow. I think he's in cahoots with the dad. And maybe there was a double crossing action and that's why they actually get mad at each other. But I don't know, because now we have the quote unquote other woman out of the way and us dumbass little Disney kids aren't going to root for Weebo and Robin Williams to get together anymore. The other woman is gone. Now it's only Sarah and Robin. But instead, what Weebo has gifted Robin is her file. She uploaded her whole sentient being to a computer file so casually. Don't know why Robin Williams wouldn't have done that, but that's fine. And she goes, this makes me cry harder.
Okay, she basically did a video recording of her last will and testament.
She uploaded her whole sentient being, and then she goes, I erased some of the flawed parts of me. Okay, why? Now we're assuming that you did that to serve Robin better, because now you can't get jealous of his girlfriend or wife. I also inserted some of you, is what she says to Robin Williams, aka Robin and Weebo's new child, together. So basically, Robin's mistress got killed during a break-in, but she was pregnant and delivered her baby before she died. That's how I'm viewing this.
Yeah. And that's because she goes, I hope you can love my daughter as much as I love you.
I bawled my fucking eyes at that line. That was so sad. But also...
And the Weebo's baby was... the Weebo's baby that shared DNA, a paternity test will show it belongs to Robin Williams. That is the smoking gun in the case that they had an affair going and that he had incentive, he had motive to murder her.
Oh my God. I don't know how much closer they could have got to Robin Williams was fucking this robot than her saying, I hope you can love my daughter as much as I loved you. Bro, did you guys have sex? Because that's where my mind is. So Shooter McGavin, guess what? Okay, so now Robin's about to get revenge because he also needs to get Flubber back because Flubber was stolen by the two goons and the evil man. We go to the evil man's house. Robin goes, I don't even know what he says. I think they show up actually in a car and it's a lot more... I don't remember this part at all.
Basically, he goes to the rich guy's house to make a deal. Yes. And again, we have them referring to this loan/debt that I don't think anyone understands. I don't think even the most scholarly scholar could understand what they're referring to.
Shooter McGavin's there. Guess what, idiots? He was evil the whole time. All you Sarah and Shooter McGavin heads, yeah, guess what? He's evil. And you're dumb. Just kidding. You're not. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. The guy... Okay, we get a little gag here where one of the goons... where Robin Williams has a gun, a fake gun in his pocket, and a goon grabs it. And then the goon goes... squirts him with the squirt gun. And we do this gag for about 4.5 minutes where the one guy's just going, give it to him. Shoot him. Do it. And he just keeps spraying him with a squirt gun. Mm. And honestly, it's really slowing the momentum down because we're really sort of building up to the climax and then this squirt gun thing comes out of nowhere. Basically, Flubber's been kidnapped. The car turns on outside. This is all rigged up pre-meeting. This is the big finale. The car turns on. We all know Flubber hate light. And what we do know, Flubber love to dance, Flubber love to bounce. Flubber goes nuts when the car goes. And Flubber reconnects with Daddy Robin. It's actually really cute. Flubber's like, like so cute. I want a Flubber and I want to take it to the dog park. Again, I write that. The fact it knows Robin is his daddy and it knows to be mean to the bad guys. I'm still crying from Weebo. Okay, now the notes get fucked. They're all fighting. Flubber's flying everywhere. Sarah punches bad Wilson, aka Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, in the face. This is farce. Everyone's dancing around with Flubber. Flubber fighting. Robin dancing. Everyone bouncing. The sun comes in. The dad goes, grab her. Flubber fighting. And the big grand finale is that Flubber beats all the bad guys and he goes into Shooter McGavin, aka Wilson's body, and goes into his mouth, flies around his whole organ system, his whole anatomy, and comes out his butt.
He shits it out.
He massive rocket farts a Flubber out of his hole in his butt. He makes a hole in his pants from how hard this Flubber flies out. I'm also going, I would love to see what the organs look like after that. Can you imagine the mess? Then I go, yay, they won. Flubber might be bio-warfare, but I love him because he's cute and I want a pet Flubber, but I'd get a rescue. Okay, I don't even know.
Oh my God.
Okay, so they get Flubber back. The bad guys are bad. Weebo's dead. Weebo's fully dead.
Did you just say the bad guys are bad?
They're still bad. Weebo's fully dead, had a daughter. And Sarah and Robin now can get married. And they get married in, he still doesn't make it to the wedding. He's in a little...
he stands her up for one final time. He stands her up for
a fourth and final time. Comedy rule of fours. And he is in the new video player of We Bet. aka Weibo's daughter. Weibo literally is dead. If you thought Weibo was coming back, she's dead fully. And now it's a teenage daughter. I am howling at the callback right now of the little kid in the airplane looking out and seeing Robin Williams fly. This poor kid can't escape. And then, yay, now we're all a happy family. The new Weebet is a teenage daughter and doesn't want to have sex with Robin. Sarah and Robin can be free to be together. And Flubber is son.
God,
gibberish. All right, let's see if
we... Okay, my last note. What? Now she's got to be stepmom to Weibo's kid?
That's actually so fucked. That's like one of those Lifetime movies where it's like the stepdaughter she never knew she had. Weibo, Sarah, and Robin Williams in this movie is a literal Lifetime movie. The mistress who was murdered or something. M for mistress.
It's obsession.
Okay, we have 1 minute on our Zoom to wrap this up. Let's see if we can do it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your Spotify Wrapped. We love you, love you, love you so much. That was Flubber part two. Next week we're going to be diving into holiday themed things.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy to put Flubber to bed.
Go to sleep now and join fucking Weibo. Literally, actually very sad. If you want to watch a bad movie where you do actually cry very hard at one point, watch Flubber. Okay, so thank you. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Twitter. And just message us. We love it. Honestly, we love getting messages. If you have us in your Spotify Wrapped, maybe we'll do a little contest because I definitely have some extra shirts.
Oh my god, we have less than a minute.
I know, you get so scared when it doesn't show you. Maybe I'll give a shirt to someone. Who knows? Anyways, let's do our sign-off. What do you think it should be? Flubber, how you get so fly? That was last week.
No, it's riding
my Flubber. Your car is now flying. I'm riding my Flubber. And I'm spinning a Globetrotter ball as we sing it. I'm riding. Okay, it's less than a minute.
I'm doing a Flubber mambo.
Oh my god.